Located in the Letná neighborhood of Prague, the National Museum of Agriculture seeks to bring a slice of country life to the Czech capital. Visitors can see some of the tools and machinery used in agriculture and even some real-life farm animals in the museum's peaceful courtyard. Sarah Barufka went to check it out.
A cock crowing is certainly not a sound you would expect to hear in the middle of Prague, but a few farm animals are part of the outdoor exhibit of Prague's Museum of Agriculture, where city dwellers can learn all about farming and the country's rich history of work on the land. Its director, Zdeněk Novák, showed me around the museum a bit on a recent visit.
This is quite new activity of the museum, to show in the reality some animals which people can meet in farm, and to meet some trees, wood, which they can meet in the forest. So we have two sheep, we have some rabbits, and we have this cock and he can hear it. He's very organized. And we would like to show the Prague people, especially children, animals which they cannot meet in zoo garden. And I suppose it's quite shocking to meet in Prague sheep or to hear kukuruku by a cock.
The museum was established in 1891 on the initiative of the organizers of the Jubilee exhibition held in Prague that year. The Museum of Agriculture was a part of the Ethnographic Museum until it became an independent institution in 1918. Antonín Švehla, an important figure in Czechoslovakian politics and the leader of the Agrarian Party, was its first director. But as the role of agriculture in society underwent sweeping changes, so did the mission of the museum. I asked Mr. Novák to talk about some of the changes.
The original mission was to research and improve the countryside, the agricultural sphere. Today, it's, in my eyes, it's more complicated, because in the time when the museum was established, the farmer was a very important part of social life, because farmers, they have special political party, the most important, most powerful party in the Czechoslovakia between two wars. Nowadays, the people in cities, they don't understand how important is work of farmers, foresters, people who take care for fish ponds and so on. So we would like, especially in our Prague branch, we would like to show our visitors, we would like to show how beautiful is the Czech country. The Czech countryside, the Czech cultural landscape was created through 1,000 years by farmers, by foresters, and in opposite to the fact that it's a country in the center of Europe with a high level of industry life and production, in opposite to this fact, the country still is beautiful.
In addition to the Prague branch, the museum also has satellite locations across the country. Among them, two chateaus. One of them is the Chateau Kachina, where the Museum of the Czech Countryside is located. The second, the Chateau Ohrada in South Bohemia, where the Museum of Forestry, Gamekeeping and Fisheries has its home. In addition, there are two other locations that are part of the National Agricultural Museum.
The third branch is in central Bohemia in Čáslav. It's a very large area concerning the technique mechanization used in agriculture. And the last one is in Valtice, in Lednice Valtice cultural landscape, which is inscribed into the World Heritage List. And this branch concerns on wine production, horticulture, cultural landscape, landscape architecture, and these items.
While the satellite branches of the museum focus on specialized areas of agriculture, the permanent exhibition at the Prague location tries to provide a fundamental overview of tools and practices used in agriculture.
We have now only one permanent exhibition. It's a window to Čáslav collection. It's a window to our large collection of mechanization or agriculture technique. We have tractors here, I suppose about 20, and we show the production not only in the Czech Republic. We have some engines made by Ford and some German products. Then we have exhibitions concerned on the theme wood or forestry, because the year 2011 is the International Forest Year declared by United Nations Organization.
The permanent exhibit also features some interactive elements such as games and quizzes. Children can even borrow small pedal tractors. Along with the live animals in the back courtyard, it makes the museum a very child-friendly destination. Adults will most likely find it fascinating how the history of agriculture in this country mirrors the broader happenings. Mr. Novak explains that the role of the farmer in Czech society has undergone massive changes and differs greatly from the situation in other countries.
I suppose that the tradition, the role of the farmers as a very important group of society, really stopped thanks to the communist regime, which has one goal: to elevate the city and the village. And the village people, they started to repeat some habits of city people. They started to have really job 8 hours per day, not as the other farmers in other countries, in England, France, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, United States, who really take care for their animals, for their fields, for their meadows since the morning till sunset. And it's, I suppose, a very important change in the mentality of our farmers. After 1989, some people who felt something like a roots in the family, they took back their ground, their fields, meadows, and sometimes animals. And some of them who are very brave, they try to start the new tradition of the Czech agriculture, Czech farmers. But it's really a very complicated sphere, because there are some tendencies to create big farms, some tendencies to support the private farming, and the situation is more complicated, in my opinion, than in countries in which the history, the development wasn't so rapidly broken like it was in the Czech Republic, thanks to the World War II, Communist Revolution in 1948, and the Velvet Revolution 1989.
Mr. Novak says that in the future, the museum would like to expand its approach to multimedia, especially video, to better communicate its message and show in a vivid way how the landscape of the Czech Republic changed over time.
We would like to improve our message to our guests using some modern technique, because I suppose what is very interesting, in my opinion, is to understand the procedures in the landscape through the time, which we cannot understand because we don't see them. So we would like to use some applications on PCs, on touch pads, on some screens, to show our guests how, for instance, the seeds start to grow into the forest. We would like to show our guests how the landscape was changed through some centuries, how the landscape was cared by the people, how the structure of the landscape was changed. Because you can visit some part of Bohemia or Moravia, you can see beautiful fish ponds, nice landscape, but you just see it as a picture. And we would like to show it as a movie, as it was started with some just wood, and then the people, they start to take care for the landscape, they start to create fields, meadows, and so on. They start to build houses, country houses, castles. And I suppose that this program can improve the understanding of common people, how difficult is to and how responsible is to take care for our landscape in a good way.
But even without such a display having been added to the permanent exhibit, the Prague branch of the National Museum of Agriculture is well worth a visit. And it is probably the only place in the city where you can hear a very active cock crow, not just in the early morning hours.
That edition of Spotlight was by Sarah Borufka.